now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Victory over cancer is in...
Hi, we're Comparing Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent three times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at comparinginsurance.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. W-R-D-N. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W-297-C-H Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks are stalled on a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas, and another setback for the floating humanitarian pier off the coast of Gaza, slowing down critical aid into Gaza.
This time again, the destructive high seas to blame. They recently broke up.
The 737 MAX, 787 Dreamliner, and Airbus A220 jets. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Spirit AeroSystems says it's testing the titanium. Boeing, Airbus, and Spirit Airlines say their tests show the planes with the counterfeit titanium are safe to fly. Grizzlies and wolves may no longer be at the top attraction of Yellowstone. A rare white bison calf has excited wildlife watchers in the national park. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. Showers around tomorrow, rumbles of thunder, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the low 90s, maybe a late-day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A 9-year-old boy, the latest young victim of Milwaukee gun violence, Jonail Zambrano, died at a hospital after a bullet struck him in the head around midnight Thursday. Gunsight outside an apartment building on the north side broke through the boy's bedroom window. He's the sixth Milwaukee child killed this year by gunfire. Tidaltown could have an international flair a couple of years from now. The World Governing Organization of Soccer, FIFA, announcing Green Bay could be one of the city's teams could train and stay in during the 2026 World Cup. The tournament will be held from mid-June through mid-July in host cities across Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. The UW Oshkosh Fox Cities campus in Menasha is closing. The Menasha campus will close at the end of July 2025, the sixth two-year UW campus to be marked for closure.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Homeowners and landowners in Pepin County now have a chance to register for Property Fraud Alert with the Register of Deeds Office. Clint Heitz of Fiddler Technologies explains how the fraud alert works.
So what Property Fraud Alert does is it allows people who live in the county to sign up to monitor their name in the Register of Deeds Office so that if any document is recorded against their name, they can receive an email, text, or phone call notification, or all three if they want to sign up multiple times, that a document's been recorded, and then they can check into it if they feel that that is an error.
For more information on the program, call the Pepin County Register of Deeds Office. The ground has been broken for UW-Eau Claire's new science building. University leaders yesterday turned over the first shovel of dirt for the replacement for the Phillips Science Hall. The new building is on track to open in 2027. UW-Eau Claire is partnering with Mayo Clinic on the new science hall, as Mayo donated $13 million to the project, along with the state of Wisconsin providing funding for that project. The new building will be 5 stories tall and includes a rooftop garden. It will be UW-Eau Claire's largest academic building. Western Wisconsin's congressman is pushing back against the report that former President Trump called Milwaukee, quote, a horrible city, unquote. Third District Congressman Derek Van Orden yesterday said the former president was talking about the horrible crime in Milwaukee. A report from Capitol Hill said the president called Milwaukee horrible, where Republicans are having their convention next month. Van Orden says it's a waste of people's time to have to fight back inaccurate reports about what the former president is alleged to have said. The reaction to the latest ruling on the abortion bill is predictably split. Pro-life groups in the state say they intend to keep fighting the Biden administration over its plans to make the pill more available, while Democratic lawmakers say the ruling is a win for women. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday said the group that had sued over the FDA's decision about the abortion pill didn't have standing to bring a legal challenge. Wisconsin Right to Life say that's not the same thing as ruling that the FDA has a green light to move ahead with its plans. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
A longtime downtown Durand business owner has passed away. Bob Borgert, who, with his wife Darlene, have run the Durand Bakery since 1983, passed away unexpectedly on Monday. Bob and Darlene moved to Durand from Sun Prairie to take over the Durand Bakery. A celebration of Bob's life will be held on June 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Real Funeral Home in Durand. The new basketball court at Tarrant Park is open and in use. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the Durand Sportsman's Club is looking at having a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the court June 25th.
We're looking at possibly come up around the 25th. We'll make an announcement. There was going to be the Sportsman's Club is talking about having like a ribbon cutting. We'd have some city council there and some other folks and so on and so forth, just sort of show it off a little bit and so on. But we're looking to do that. We'll get that information out once we get it all squared away with the Sportsman's Club.
The Durand Sportsman's Club paid to have the court installed at Tarrant Park. Menominee is getting a new treatment center. Crews broke ground yesterday on Arbor Place's new facility in Menominee. The new center will be a place for people struggling with both substance abuse and mental health issues. The new center will be 15,000 square feet and have 20 beds plus space for counseling and therapy, a child care space, and playground. The hope is to open the new center by next year. A 19-year-old is dead after police say he drowned in a lake in northwest Wisconsin. The teenager, identified as Hunter O'Neill, died Wednesday after he slipped below the water on Shell Lake. Police say he and his friends were on the beach when O'Neill went for a swim. At some point, he started to struggle and then went under the water and never came back up. Rescue crews pronounced him dead at the scene. For the first time in years, Minnesota is officially drought-free. The latest U.S. drought monitor released yesterday showed that abnormally dry conditions in northern Minnesota are gone, making that state 100% drought-free. Over 99% of Minnesota was in some form of drought in mid-March. The moisture deficit, though, started to drop as Minnesota has received more than 12 inches of rain between March and May. Meanwhile, only small portions of Iron, Adams, Juneau, Sauk, and Richland counties are still considered abnormally dry in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
According to the Happy City Index, Minneapolis ranks as the happiest city in the United States. Minneapolis ranked 18th globally, that according to the Global Institute for Quality of Life. Boston, Baltimore, and Washington also ranked in the top 100 nationally. Factors such as education, social inclusion, transportation, and green spaces were all considered when evaluated. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Truex announces NASCAR retirement. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails The Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 on admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters, June 21st.
The best team all year long can now celebrate a championship. Here he comes, off turn number four for the final time and under the checkered flag. And Martin Truex Jr. is a champion.
2017 NASCAR Cup Series champion Martin Truex Jr. announced today that he will retire from full-time competition at the end of the 2024 season. In 673 Cup starts so far, the pilot of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota has accumulated 34 victories, 146 top 5, and 287 top 10 finishes, along with 23 poles. Truex also won back-to-back Xfinity Series titles in 2004 and 05. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are high interest payments becoming too much to bear? Luckily, there's a way for consumers struggling with over $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans to significantly reduce the amount they owe if they qualify. Qualifying for this debt relief program, which the credit card companies prefer to keep secret, will only require you to pay back a fraction of what you owe with one affordable monthly payment. You don't have to file bankruptcy or need a debt consolidation loan. Consumers can now take advantage of this financial debt relief during the current economic downturn and rising inflation. If you owe $10,000 or even $500,000 in credit card debt or personal loans, call the Debt Relief Advocates Helpline now for this free information and to see if you qualify. Call 800-535-1301. 800-535-1301. Again, that's 800-535-1301.
The Brewers hope to keep it rolling. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. After taking Thursday off, the Brewers are back to work tonight at American Family Field in Milwaukee. They'll play host to the Cincinnati Reds for a weekend three-game series. The series lid lifter will feature Freddy Peralta against Hunter Greene on the mound. Game time for Game 1 is 7:10. Beginning play today, Milwaukee's lead in the division is 6.5 games over St. Louis. To football, the Packers are officially on summer break, but there is still some potential business being done behind the scenes. They've locked in first-round draft choice Jordan Morgan to his rookie contract. He was the last rookie to sign on the dotted line. Now their attention is turned to quarterback Jordan Love. Now that Jacksonville's Trevor Lawrence has signed a 5-year deal, paying him a record $55 million per season, perhaps that will move the ball a little bit on the Packers and their quarterback. Both have expressed optimism that a deal can be struck soon, and so we wait through the Packers' summer vacation. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The final high school event of the 2023-24 season is set for this weekend as spring sports wrap up. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery.
The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too.
Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
There are only a few days left of the 2023-24 high school sports season, as another year is almost in the books. Before we officially put things to bed, there are still a few more trophies to hand out. The championships are set for baseball, with state title games held Thursday. We aren't able to record in time to know the winners, but you can head over to wisports.net for the full results from each of Thursday's four baseball state championship games. The very last official high school sports event of this year takes place this weekend, with the 41st WIAA Girls Soccer Championships at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. In Division 1, Muskego is going for a third consecutive title, though the Warriors are the number 2 seed behind top-seeded Wanakee. It could once again be a battle between Oregon and Whitefish Bay in Division 2. Oregon beat the Blue Dukes in last season's title game after Whitefish Bay got the upper hand in the 2022 contest. Plymouth was the champion in Division 3 last year, and the Panthers are back as the top seed in this year's tournament, though second-seeded McFarland has just one loss on the year. Keel has just one loss and was the champion of Division 4 a year ago, but the Raiders are the second seed in 2024 behind unbeaten Cedar Grove, Belgium. Semifinals are Thursday and Friday with championships on Saturday. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Hunt. Zebra mussels are infesting a lot of lakes in the upper Midwest, and this is making the water crystal clear. And that is making walleye fishing very tough. I asked Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer, Mr. Walleye Gary Roach, how do you fish those clear lakes for walleyes? And I'll tell you what he said, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Clear water. A lot of lakes have been cleared up by the zebra mussels that have infested them. This aquatic invasive species has gotten into many, many lakes in the upper Midwest, and this means very clear water. And that means walleye fishing is very tough. Walleyes tend to be a skittish fish. They can be very spooky, and they can move when you want them to stay. So what does Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach do to catch those fish? He says, first of all, toss out your gas motor. Everything you do should be electric motor in that crystal clear water. And even if those walleyes are very deep in that clear water, if there's a big gas motor roaring over their head, they're going to hightail it out from underneath that boat. And second, if you're casting for those walleyes, long casts. You got to make very long casts and use a lure that's going to get down quick And if you're trolling for those walleyes, make sure you longline troll them. Get that lure out as far away from the boat as you can. That clear water's tough, so you got to use the tricks. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. Showers around tomorrow, rumbles of thunder, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the low 90s, maybe a late day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Well, you know the old saying about what goes up must come down. And unfortunately, we saw that downward trek happening within the grain complex today. The cattle market, though, you know, yesterday we were kind of describing the cattle market as a beach ball underwater. Well, today they are definitely in the floaties and enjoying their time in the sun with some decent numbers for them, even pulling the hogs with them. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's moving this market trade on a Friday with Sue Martin. Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And I think I'll start out on this grain side, Sue, because I know folks are just finishing up getting this last bit of planting taken care of. For some, maybe it's a replant, but it's all because of what this weather has done and will do.
Well, that's exactly right. The weather here, I think, is there's forecasts, and then the European model tends to be more right than maybe the GFS, but the European model has been showing a high pressure ridge, a broad one, that is going to cover much of the central, but especially the eastern U.S. this next week. And so the Corn Belt is going to be dead center. And we look at the eastern Corn Belt, the heat's coming out of the southwest, coming across and encompassing pretty much all of Illinois, all of Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and then eventually it will move out into the Northeast. But that concern is the fact that we have temperatures being forecast of running anywhere from like upper 80s to in the low 100s. And so when I look at the Eastern Corn Belt, you know, they were at first almost looking like they'd be too wet. Then they dried off while we turned wet, and they got their planting done. And now that's in the backyard of the Chicago Board of Trade. And on weekends, those guys go out and they drive around and talk and what have you. And I think that they're going to start to see that heat take a little bit of a toll or show that the corn is stressing to that heat. Now, you know, it's not just about the U.S., though. The other thing that we have going here is the concern that China's weather is also very concerning. You've got the central south of China very, very dry. They haven't seen hardly any rain, if anything, for 6 to 7 weeks. And, of course, there's fear that right now that's the winter crops, the winter wheat, winter rapeseed crops that may be getting impacted a little bit. But more than anything, it's the concern that the corn crop will be next. And so, you know, what happens if we have both the U.S. and China in a weather issue at the same time? Because the U.S. does account for about 88% of the world's corn exports. And therefore, that's going to be a huge concern if we see our weather turn against us. And our exports have been good. We've been seeing a huge uptick in the exports. And we were rather surprised that WASDE didn't address the exports here in this supply-demand report this week. But it certainly puts precedence on it then when we get into July, that that report will probably show a large increase in exports or a jump in the exports. And then, of course, ethanol usage as well should be increased. And then we tighten up the carryout. Our take is that that carryout for the U.S. is actually under 2 billion bushels. We're more like in the camp of about 1.92 billion bushels.
And it seems to, Sue, that there's a lot of concern that's continued to build when it comes to South America and their crop and some weather concerns as well.
Well, you know, it's been interesting. I think the trade got so caught up in watching the flooding in southern Brazil in Rio Grande do Sul, and they're number three producing state in Brazil for beans. They don't raise a lot of safrina. They have some, but they're not a huge producer of safrina corn. But the center part of the country and the north turned very hot and dry, and yet I think it escaped the trade while that was occurring because they were so focused on the beans being damaged and, you know, the silos and what have you, and concerned about how much loss they had in Rio Grande do Sul. So now maybe they'll start to focus back and realize that that corn crop may not be as good as what they're originally thinking. And they're starting some harvest, but there's a lot more to go through to hear the yields and how the production was on their safrina.
What's your takeaway of what's going on with this wheat complex? I know the harvest does continue. Numbers are coming in better than expected in the many areas. It continues to creep north. What have you been hearing?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think the impressive thing has been how the packer has been willing to bid up for cattle or pay for cattle and hasn't taken advantage of any of the negative news that comes out of bird flu in dairies and what have you. I think that the packer, I think, realizes as he gets to the fourth quarter, he's going to be looking at very tight supplies. And the north is already somewhat tight supplied anyway. So the cash markets, you know, a week ago, it turned hot on Thursday and the market exploded on Friday and Monday. And then we fell back this week. Then yesterday, the cash market again turned hot and strong. We had a trade of up to 195 in Iowa and parts of Nebraska. And in fact, even late yesterday, I heard some talk of 197 being paid. And so I think that the packer is saying they need the cattle. They're going to try to keep buying, processing the cattle. Okay.
We have a lot more to talk about. That's okay, Sue. We've got a lot more to talk about as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll talk more about what's happening within this cattle market and the influence of the box beef and a whole lot more. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversations continue with Sue Martins, who, of course, is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. Let's talk a little bit more about this cattle market. And this week, they just seem to have kind of got on the struggle bus for a while there, Sue, and the cattle just could not seem to pull themselves into the positive territory. And then yesterday, at the close and into today's trade, they kind of turned everything around.
Well, they did. And I will say this, on after Monday's good trade, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even yesterday was very quiet. They tried to break the market, but it would get real quiet on the break. And whenever there's an old saying in the markets, whether it be beans or whatever, never sell a quiet market or kick a sleeping dog because they'll both bite. And sure enough, but the cash market was really strong yesterday, and feeders did manage to catch and come up and close over some moving averages and close near the higher end of the range of the day. So it left like a tail on the charts, or a singleton bottom day. And then today it was just gangbusters. It was off to a race. And of course we've seen feeder cattle trade over 500 points higher. And we settled a little bit off of that high, but we still closed pretty much in the top third, or even probably the top fourth of the market, and strong for the week. So I think Monday will come in here and be a little stronger. Then we'll see if we don't start to set back a little bit. However, there is an old seasonal, and I think that came into play too today, where you buy August feeder cattle on around the 15th of June. Well, that's tomorrow on a Saturday, so today was D-Day, or the lucky day, and then you tend to hold it till around July 2nd, and that in the past. Now, I should do a disclaimer here. The past is no guarantee that it's going to work again in the future, but it has had that behavior for the last 13 out of 15 years. And so I think that, too, triggered the market a little bit technically as well. So we'll see what happens, but we're coming in here. The product's been moving in, you know, nice movement of boxes every day this week. And so I think that's a good sign, too. But the cash market really hit fire here this week. And like I mentioned earlier, we managed to see a little bit of some trade around 196 to 197 late on Thursday.
So can the momentum, let's go to first to the box beef, can we see it continue another week? And is demand there strong enough to keep pulling it higher?
Well, I think we could start off and be stronger. Then it wouldn't surprise me if we kind of sort of quiet down and slip back. And then maybe we make one more effort to try to push again. But, you know, usually cattle is weaker as you go through July into August. If you rally into August, the market tends to turn weaker. And yet, you know, as it goes into fall. Yet we also know that the fourth quarter, you know, numbers should be very, very tight supplied here in pretty much the whole cattle country.
So looking at the hog market, they have had some struggles a lot as of late. Now, it was nice to see Friday turning themselves back around, but let's talk about this first negative side of what we saw within the market this week.
Well, I think the problem with the hog market is there's plentiful supply. And you've got Perry, Iowa's plant closing. And so that's going to have another supply of hogs looking for a home. And so, you know, the numbers just are out there. The producer hasn't backed off. You had exports this week, the export sales, a little disappointing, came in lower than the four-week average. Even shipments were down from the four-week average. And all of that was a bit disappointing, where as opposed to beef, was actually stronger, and so exports were better. So I think that when we look at the hog market, to me, pork looks a little cheap here. And in the old days, if you were trying to save money, you would go over and buy pork or chicken as opposed to possibly having as much beef on the table. So, you know, it seems like that's really slow to occur here, but I would say the hog market, It just looks awful cheap to me. And I know China's numbers are down. Their cash prices are rising, finally. And it makes me wonder if at some point they won't step in and buy pork from the U.S.
Real quick, Sue, next week's an interesting week because the middle of the week we do not have markets because of Juneteenth. What do you expect come Monday morning's trade or Sunday night's overnight?
Well, I think that when I look at the market, we could see wheat try to catch here a little bit. You know, we've got to keep in mind it's been very hot and dry in the Russian area, eastern Ukraine. But the Ag Ministry did increase their grain production, for which encompasses wheat, corn, and barley. And so they did increase that. But it's going to be interesting because their estimate for wheat production is actually higher than what the USDA currently is standing at.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Well, our number is 1-800-527-0051. And you all have a great weekend.
Thanks so much. Sue Martin joining us today. That is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa. Each weekend, I have the chance to talk with meteorologist Greg Solier about the weather during our taping of the This Week in Agribusiness TV show. Last weekend, we talked specifically about his outlook for the summer. I'll share his insights when we come back. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. This past spring, few factors impacted the ag industry as much as weather. And with summer just around the corner, I checked in with ag meteorologist Greg Solier about what he's watching in the months ahead. He noticed that it has been a warmer than average spring, and Greg thinks that's a trend that will be sticking around into the summer. Interestingly, the recent wetness across the central parts of the country could be an indication that El Niño is winding down more quickly than was expected, which could open the door to La Niña conditions by midsummer. And I asked Greg what that would mean for growers, and he said that for Corn Belt producers, history would indicate that a La Niña could lead to higher temperatures and less rainfall, a particularly acute concern when a wet spring leaves corn roots short. For now, though, he notes that warmth is prevalent from the Pacific Northwest down to the Rio Grande River, but recent rainfall has kept soil moisture levels in good shape. Looking deeper into June, the ample heat in the Gulf of Mexico should encourage an active tropical storm season, so the Southeast could see additional bursts of rain. Into midsummer, Greg expects the pattern to bring alternating periods of heat and cold. At this point, nothing is pointing to a severe and long-term drought or heat spell, and America's cropland should see largely favorable conditions. By the time August rolls around, however, meteorologists will have a better handle on the timing of that La Niña pattern, but it does look like temperatures will be warming to above average for the season, and timely rains will be essential to get this crop across the finish line. For now, the recent rains have wiped out drought in the states of Iowa and Missouri for the first time in 4 years, and the moisture recharge across the West should provide a little breathing room for farmers dependent on irrigation. When Farm Progress America returns, I'll have more from meteorologist Greg Solier.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Ag meteorologist Greg Solier recently spoke with me about his summer weather outlook, and while the end of El Nino is happening faster than anticipated, much of the summer forecast depends on how quickly a La Nina pattern develops. You can hear Greg's outlook next Wednesday at Feedstuffs 365 or each weekend on This Week in Agribusiness. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin, producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. Showers around tomorrow, rumbles of thunder, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the low 90s, maybe a late-day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 76.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Back this hitch up into the water. Untie all the cables and rope. Step onto the AstroTurf. Get yourself a koozie, let's go. Floating is all I wanna do. You can climb the ladder, just don't rock the boat while I barbecue. On the pontoon, making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping off the back, don't act like you don't want to. Let's take a ride on the pontoon.
jumping out the back. Don't act like you don't want to. Party in slow motion.
I'm out here in the open.
Motorboat.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Let him ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo. Let your boys be country.
standing on right here. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys. County lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Let your boys be country.
Support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up again this morning, and wouldn't you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song.